Parshas Bo, you have the Inyanim of the Korban Pesach, and one of the you also have three of that of the Arba Banim that there's the Chiyuv Agada to. The three that are by us are the Rosha and the Tam, the Elishol, and one of them is by the Vaschanan. You have the Chacham. The Tsura of the Shaila of the Rosha is the strangest one. The Shaila of the other two Banim, you have new Pashas. You have Kaddish Kol Bechor, which is a mitzvah of sort of the Deiris in Minat Korban Pesach. And then Moshe said to the Am Zachas Yem Azeh, and on that he has Vigadat Levincha. And then you have Peter Rechem Hashem, Peter Shege Behema, and Peter Hamor, and on that Vayik Yisholcha Bincha Mocha Lemer. So you have in the ongoing mitzvahs of Yitzchak Mitzrayim, you have Shailas that come up with the door. The Shaila that's specifically attributed to Korban Pesach is the Shailas Rosha. So first of all, the Shailas Rosha, that should be the first Shaila, is very strange. It's the Shaila that's V'hoyu k'yemer lechem nechem avodizis lechem, that's specifically, the Shailas Rosha is specifically miyuchad to the avoida of Korban Pesach. The pasuk says it when he says it, there's a din of Korban Pesach L'dayris, that's when there's the Shaila of the Rosha. So first of all, why is that the first Shaila? I mean, L'chura, the Chacham should be first, maybe any Delishol. I mean, there's a Makom for Rosha should be at the end. There should be Keilu and the kid that's having a problem. This is an Eitzah for him. This says right over here in the Etzem Avodah Korban Pesach. That is something that needs a Hezbon. There's also the Baal Agada, which is Mechilta, basically points out that the Makom of the Rosh is because he wasn't he Atzman HaKlal. The Ulas got the Chacham is also Lechura, and the Rishonim say that the Chacham mentions Shem Hashem. So it's Mashma that the Klal we're talking about here is Shem Hashem or Klal Yisrael. And the Rosh's Rishus is that he's Mafkia himself from it. So what's the Tzara Shava? I mean, you understand that he's Koifa Be'ika, but it doesn't say that. It says Hoytzi Atzim in HaKlau. The Ma'avad is Lachem is also the Lashon HaChacham. But it's Mashma either one of the two. Had he been Koil himself with either Klai or Kodesh Baruch, it would have been good. Since he might himself, that's Magda the Rosh. I'd like to understand a little bit what the Hagdor of Russia is over here and why it's in the Korban Pesach itself. There's also a Shaila of and Agada about that the tshuva that it says in the Pasuk is not the tshuva we give. We give the Russia the tshuva of the Nedei Lishol, which is interesting. And the tshuva that the Russia has over here is what Rabbi Gamliel says. You have a chiyuv to say it's the amira of the Leil Korban Pesach. So I don't know if we have a tshuva for it, but upon him, the Baal Agada gives a different tshuva to the Rosh. He says hake eshinov, and give him this tshuva. The Korban Pesach is different than all other korbanis in that it's the only korban that has a din of lishma, except for chatas. So in the general framework of Korbanis, Korban Pesach has a strange makom. In Korbanis, by from Kloli, the generic type of Korbanis, Chatos is the most chomer, and Shlomim is the most kal. The halachas of Korban Pesach are, you know, Korban Pesach has a lot of Shlomim de halachas. It's a Shlomim by default. In other words, it's not a Pesach, it's a Shlomim, but Me'idach Gisa, it has two big chumras. First of all, it's a Chiyuv Karis. There's the din of Pesach as a Chiyuv Karis, we will assume comes mitzad the Pesach Shabbat, not the Korban Shabbat, but kind of the Inyan Shabbat. But also, it's the only Korban that the Chura that has a din of Lishma where you have to be Mechavan Lishma Dafka. as opposed to Chatas, where it's a Chumash HaBedava. Pesach is an interesting type of carb. It's not Chumash HaBedava, but it does have the inyan of the Shema. That's an akuda we have to be done on. Korban Pesach is also a carbon that served another purpose. It says that Klal Yisrael was nichnas. Klal Yisrael became Klal Yisrael through Mila, through Tvila, through Hazar. The carbon is, we don't have it today, so we're just not aware of it. Carbon is something which is a machnes to Geirus. It's a machnes to Klal Yisrael. Mila, we understand, is a machnes to Klal Yisrael. It's a type of maisa of mila is takes away a certain chisaron, a certain bear, or whatever it is. Tevila is also a certain tahara, and we understand that it produces geiris. Kabbalah's mitzvahs is obvious, but carbon, you know, bismanet was a carbon. It's interesting. What's the nekuda that Hazor's damim accomplishes? In the Nefesh HaAdam, Karbanis is another thing. Karbon is a Pashas Vayikra, it's a Gevaldik Azach, it has a lot of Milas. But where does it become something central? And it's very clear that Karbon Pesach is something which is, the Chumrah Shabbai is because that Karbon is the beginning of Klal Yisrael. In the Metzias of that Karbon, that's Kilu, the first pool of Klal Yisrael as a Klal. And the mitzvah that was chosen is Dafke Korban Pesach, Dafke Korban Pesach, and not the sin of Kabbalah's Torah. I mean, Kabbalah's Torah, in a way, solidified Klal Yisrael, but the Sheirish of Klal Yisrael starts with the Korban Pesach. That's HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, and that's where we start, for every single person of Klal Yisrael, that's where things start with. So we have to try to understand what is that Nekuda. So let's understand a little bit. There's Ramban. Ramban says, "What's the difference between the word avoda?" B'chlal, it says there are three things. The world is oimer on Torah, avoda, and gemilas chasadim. So gemilas chasadim, we understand it's in its entirety. Whatever is chesed is the tchuna, the most important tchuna of midas and whatever. That's understand Talmud Torah. Avoda doesn't seem to have a clear hagdara. It's avoda. What does avoda mean? The way it's translated is awful. Serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs some sort of service, and we're providing the service. The word serve in the way it's translated is a terrible translation. You can't serve somebody doesn't need. I can't serve somebody a meal if he's not going to eat, he's not hungry. It doesn't really mean anything. So what does avoda mean? Avoda means hard work, fasting. What's the hagdara of the word avoda? Talmud Torah sits well with us. Haskel v'yadeo isi, num Hashem. That's fine. That we understand is the hagdara of a person as shleimus. Chesed we understand. But avoda, what exactly is the hagdara of avoda that we say that it's kayim on that? And in certain ways, avoda has the chshivas above everyone else. After the mabul, the carbon vayarech, the reich of the carbon. What is the point? What's the nekud of avoda that's the yisoid for everything else? So the Ramban says the difference between melacha and avoda is. Malacha is something which the purpose of it is set by the person doing it. For instance, a baal malacha, in colloquial language, is somebody that produces artifacts of sorts. A watchmaker produces watches. So he sits, he works an hour, 2 hours, 10 hours, produces a watch. A batimacher produces batim. Malacha is that which the tachlis shaboy and the realization of it is in the person who's doing it. In Halacha Shabbos, what we call melechas machsheves, defines things that it's not only what I did, but actually it is what I accomplished. The accomplishment in the work defines the melacha. So it has to be things that are it has a purpose that I had in mind, and I realized the purpose, and I eliminate all sorts of things that are not, if the purpose is different than the Mishkan's purpose, it's not good. That's all Melechas Avoida. It has to be Melacha. The word Melacha is used in the Mishkan constantly. Melacha are things that the Tachlis and the accomplishment are within the person who's doing the work. That's the world of Melacha. Avoda is where the activity is done by one person, and the Tachlis is somewhere else. So you have an Eved, is somebody that works, it's not that he works hard. That's not the right Hagdara of an Eved. It's somebody who works. He's a laborer. He sits in assembly line and he twists a bolt all day long. He doesn't create anything. He doesn't accomplish anything. And certainly he's not the one who sets the accomplishment. He just gives out physical labor. The reason why it says Leserda by Befarech, the Abdus at its worst is when not only I don't set the Tachlis fit, it has no Tachlis. That's something that destroys a person. It in Darga wise, a person who does his own thing, as hard as he works, he's happy with it. A person who's a craftsman and he works hard and produces beautiful things that he wants to produce, as hard as he works, the person is happy. An Eved is somebody who works for someone else's Tachlis. That's something that is it's a hard thing to do. It's doable, but it's difficult and a terrible burden on a person. Avodas Perech is that a person realizes that not only is he not accomplishing what he wants to do, his work is absolutely meaningless. And that's the din of Seder Beferech. By the way, that's the pshat that says Avodas Perech was that they gave Noshim work of Scharim, Scharim work of Noshim. It's not that it's difficult for a man to sweep the floor, to set the table, whatever it is. I mean, I can understand it's difficult for a woman to schlep rocks or to plow a field. But the difficulty lies in that there's no real sense of accomplishment. A Zohar has his world of accomplishments and a Kev has her world of accomplishments. And when you switch it around, there's no sense of accomplishment whatsoever. So you have two types of things that we would call work. One is Malacha and one is Avodah. In order for a person was given Bechir in this world, and to do things that the person himself realizes, the Toiv Shabai, where the person sees his own accomplishment. For instance, if I tell a person, if you do this and this, you'll become a big Baal Chesed. So a person who doesn't have the sensitivity of being a Ruchnistic person obviously doesn't Zanis and Chesed. But a person that at least has a sense of Ruchnistic sensitivity, I can talk to him and say, why don't you accomplish Chesed? Imagine you become a big Baal Chesed. Imagine you become a big Baal Havana. You understand. You know. So as hard, the Gias HaTorah, it doesn't feel difficult for the person that Havana and Yediyah is something that he wants. If it's a Malacha, then as hard as it is, a person likes it. A woodcrafter who spends hours and hours crafting an object, if it comes out the way he wants it to come out, is very happy with the labor he did. So In doing things that are ruchnius, both chesed and Torah have an accomplishment that within the person himself, the person feels accomplished. The tfisa of the toiv in being a Baal Havana or Baal Yediyah, hask of the oisi, and the tfisa of toiv in being a Baal Chesed are tfisas that a person has, and b'meila, that mitzias becomes a mitzias of the person himself. We explained quite a few times that the avera of Adam Arishan, the first avera, was V'yisim kelokim yodea tovera. In other words, Adam was created with the following mahalach. The determination of tov and ra is up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some of it we dehare, some of it we don't dehare. We can follow a mahalach, and we can do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do, and we will be tov or ra. But the etzem mitzias is of what the tachlis is not determined by us. That is the relationship of man to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the determinant of what tov is, and we shtel zechzu to that determination. Sometimes we have a sense of it, sometimes not. That's a matziv that is avdus be'etzim. In other words, where the tachlis is not something that I realize, where I don't set the tachlis, that's a matziv avdus, and it's a very difficult matziv. The nachash came with a pitch that you'll be like Elokim Yodea Tovara, and instead of working for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to be accomplishing the same thing for yourself. The tfisa of Toiv in its ultimate will become your tfisa. And b'meila, you will shtel zechzu to yourself. What are you doing now? You work for somebody selling widgets. You know what? I'll give you a widget business for yourself, and you sell your own widgets. In other words, Toiv becomes the nachl of Adam, and he will be his own balabas for it, and his avdus will become malacha. That was the pitch of the nachash. So when Adam Arishan broke away, when Adam Arishan was choyte, he didn't want to do bad things. He wanted to do good things. But he wanted to do good things, and he should be independent. The bad that he wanted was independent. And the understanding that lemashal ma'adav adayma, if in the relationship of ish and isha, so the musig of being mishubit, the musig of the levana said ein shtei melachim shtam shem bekesa echad. In other words, the kesa, each one should have its own kesa. I don't have a problem helping you, but the kesa means the point, the final destination point is kesa. That each one should have his own. I don't want to share in your metzias. So the breakaway point was this nekuda. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avram and he separated him and he said that that from Avram I'm going to regenerate Tzuras Adam the way it should be. Tzuras Adam, we understand that if the Levana rebelled against the Chama, then it's not the Levana and the Chama that concern us, but the Etzem Metzias of Tzuras Adam. The breach between Levana and Chama was not, it's not an astronomical phenomena. That doesn't interest us much. What interests us is that became the breach in Adam, which was why Adam fell for the line of the Nachash of Yisim Kelekim. B'meila, when Avraham Avinu came back and strove to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avraham Avinu's tachlis was gevaldik. But, and Avraham Avinu was an Adam that saw Toiv, that saw the right things and so on. But Avram's midah of chesed, and the fact that Avram came to himself, still is not metakin that nekuda. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu that the Bama, when he said Bama Eda, the morale is mazbe, that in the midah of Avram himself, in the midah of chesed, there's a shortcoming that it has no permanence. It's bertzayna ma'irich or bertzayna mekatsa. Chesed means no one has any tviya on me. I'm not answering to anyone. If I do tzedakah with somebody, the person can't come with tainus to me, why didn't I give more? It's my business. I mean, it's called kol efra. So Avram's midah is a midah of rishonis. Chesed is where it starts from, and we've been explaining it some other times. But that's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him there's going to be a mahalach of avdus on your children. The bris bein apsarim, the gedolim, the kadmonim all speak about why was there bris bein apsarim, why was there a tzivui of avdus and inui and golos and so on. But the bottom line is the bris bein apsarim was a bris of avdus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they will be in another country, another nation. They're going to be meshubed. The one word ger yuza acha be'eretz lahem, that itself means they will not be balbata for themselves. Before you go weiter, vavodim, it means and what they produce will go somewhere else. And the inui is a third diagram where a person shoylet on me. Not only don't I have shlit over my ma'aseh dayim, but someone has shlit over me. But the tachlis of it was Klal Yisrael entered the world of avdus. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Pilkum Adam Mitzrayim, he did not free them from avdus. He switched. He took the midas of avdus and switched it for something else. So l'moshel, ma'adav adayma, a person that was meshubed, let's say, by the Germans, and he runs away and he joins the American army, he's still meshubed. An army person is very meshubit, but he's meshubit to something that he wants to be meshubit to. He's meshubit to what he thinks is emes, to what he thinks is toiv. The bris that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kairis with Klal Yisrael as Tzatzei Avram was that there would be a metzias of avdus, to the metzias of avdus, of the ability to shtolzach tzu to something higher than him, would be implanted in Klal Yisrael. That mitzvah started with Yitzchak. The Abba Meir Shana started with Yitzchak. Yitzchak was the Amud of Avodah. In other words, between Torah and Gemilas Chasadim, which both of them are a gedah of Melechas Machsheves, both of them have a tachlis within the person, Avodah is kol kulo yetzu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rambam says Karbonis, even though the Rambam gives different hezberim for Karbonis, the Rambam in Yad HaZakeh says Karbonis are choik. Karbonis are a tzura of Avodas Hashem that are be'etzim, the tzura is I'm stelling myself tzu to somebody else. Chesed has itself a knetch where I become a bigger person. Torah certainly has that knetch. Avodah mitzaretz mitzias, it's kuloi sugestalt to someone else. That is what Avodah is. That's its mahus. Avodah tzarech gavoya, without the fancy taiches and so on. The metzias of it is I bring a carbon to somebody. I'm showing myself to somebody else. That is the Avodah. And the same thing with tefillah, which replaces it. What's the tefillah is called Avodah? How is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The teretz is, it doesn't mean serving. Tefillah means I'm stelling to my metzias to somebody above me. I realize as long as a person is doing, he's doing it. He's learning, he's doing mitzvahs, doing chesed. Tefillah is the act of a person stelling himself to somebody else. That's karbanis in its big sense. That's why karbanis is called avoida, because specifically it follows rules and regulations. Of all the areas in kachim, everything is hakol b'ksav and yonah b'sa migdash. It's kol kuloi, the least svara and the most tsushtal to halacha is in kachim. And because it's mohus, is kol avoida. In Ezekiel, it's ein l'dayin al-mashen ebroyas. In chayshim mishpat, is built around, kimat every halacha chayshim mishpat has an exception, but the dayin sees, it's not like that, he says merumas, he's this. It's kol kuloi, built around the person's avon and tfisa. In Karbanis, it's kol kuloi, kachim is kol kuloi built on the knetch of shtalan zichtzu. So the mahalach in Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim was the makram with the tchuna of avdus. The biggest pogrom that had taken place with Adam HaRishon was that he shook off that tchuna from Adam. Adam has himself a nekuda of shtalan zichtzu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Adam le'elyon, Adam le'loshna Adam, and it has himself a tchuna of a person standing b'shus atzmai. Adam, by trying to be mavli to stand b'shus asmoi, he was menatik the tzuzak Baruch Hu. That pagam was rectified with the vavodim v'geyu za'acha b'ezalahem vavodim v'inoisam. That happened over there. Therefore, the first avodah of Klal Yisrael was an avodah of karbanis. Had it started with Talmud Torah, then it means the basis is havana, tfisa, even with the nasav and nishma. The basis is kind of it's an activity of our own accomplishment. Karbanis is an activity of shalom zetzut HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of the dalet banim, the shaila of the Russia is a shaila that is be'etzem in the korban itself. It's very interesting. The Rishonim say ma avoda zeis lachem. They say what is this teirach for you? Some Rishonim say that the teirach is because the korban pesach is a big tircha. Some Rishonim say that. I think the Tvos says, because the Ikuv Suda. In other words, the Russia is saying, Mo Avoda Azois Lochem. Let's understand this Knech. Every time a person, a person lives within a framework that is Mechayev him. For instance, a person lives in a country, the laws of that country are mechayev the person. I mean, if I'm American laws, if I'm part of a society, the society's values and the society's mores are mechayev me. If I don't do it, I'm removed from society, or I remove myself, I kind of pull myself away from it. In the metzias of the world, in its whole klal, there are two things that could be mechayev a person. There's the havana that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is the reishis koil, the reishis chochma ziras Hashem, that the world starts with a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the point of reference for everything else. Or a person who's part of a tzibur, kaimolon, gemirolon, that tzibur loy meis, tzibur loy me'oni, there is a tzushtal of a person to klal Yisrael. That also gives a person a klolis deke mechayev. It says if one of the things that a person is if he's peirish medake tzibur. The tzibur is a klal. Once I say that there's a klal and I'm a prat of that klal, then I have a mechayev on top of me. By definition, anything which is in this world is bound by the laws of this world. Anything which exists within the universe that we are aware of is bound by the laws of that universe. Anything which is a subset of something else means that it is bound to the laws of its overarching set, and it itself is a prop of it. The Russia, in the most essential sense, is somebody who's porik ol, means Hoitzi atzman a klal. He doesn't see himself to be a klal of anything. He says ma avoda zeis lachem. The shaila is, the world starts with me, and tell me in what way is this avoda, in any sense, ishtalin zech to me. How am I, even the most edler Russia, how am I a better person by slaughtering the sheep and spraying blood all over the place? That is the shaila of the Russia. So the shaila of the Russia is the most essential stira pircha to avoda and avoda korban pesach b'chlal. It's the first question, because it's not a question of how to instruct the children afterwards. The other parashas are the etzim about teaching the banim of Nebanim afterwards. The Russia here is mitzad the tzara, maybe in the person himself also. The shaila, the person is being introduced to avoda, and the shaila is ma avoda zeis lachem. That is the shaila that's misoirer against, a person rebels against Avodah. If I tell a person, do this and this and this, the first question he's going to ask me is, what do I have out of it? So a person who has a sense that he's a proud of something above him, so on that, the answer is, you're part of this. This is what you have to do. Well, I don't understand why I have to keep this law. Doesn't make any sense. Maybe, but if you're a citizen of this country, they've enacted these laws and they're binding either by Metzias or either yourself the consequences or it's the right thing. But Eichshaloyeh, you are a prat of it. The Rosh was Kaver himself, and that's why he says Mavad is Lachem to explain. Following the teretz to the Rosh of the Emes is, you are not by yourself. The Metzias in Mitzrayim was that all Bechayrus died, that everyone died, that Akash Baruch went through and killed everybody. So you are a Taitzah of Akash Baruch Hu giving you life. It's the same way where we were Avodim Mitzrayim and Akash Baruch Hu took us out in Beis Avodim. You're not, if a free person is taken captive, then he comes with a taina to the person that captured him, mechatesu, you have a right to impose abs on me. If an eved is sold me odin la odin, that he is an eved is a given, the question is who the odin is. So we're saying, everyone died in Mitzrayim, everyone's killed, someone took you out and gave you life. That's the teretz of the pasuk. There's a deeper, the Shem Shmuel says it in the teretz that the Baal Agada gives is the teretz of the Eni Yodeh Lishael. What he's saying is he says it in his Lashonis that there's Klal Yisrael on Leil Pesach has the opportunity to bring in the Sheirish of Emunah into everyone. Someone who asks a kasha that's a lefize, in other words, if someone comes to me and asks me a kasha, if this is true, the common agreed thing is true, then how come this and this doesn't work out? How come this prat, that prat, the other prat? So there's a makom shailo tshuva is the correct approach to it. And back and forth, once I have a common denominator, we can, Shailos HaTshuvos builds a teretz. That's the answer to a shail and the Rameshavtu. When I'm dealing with somebody that doesn't have the yesod I'm looking for, I can only try to convince him with of the yesod at first. There's no Shailos HaTshuvos. If a person comes to me and says to me, I'm a guf, and all I'm interested in is tanugas haguf, tell me how Torah is going to improve my life. So I can start and say, Chbeis Cholm tastes good, it's nice to rest on Shabbos, the chitzitzes are warm. I can try to go with a lefizeh. That's the wrong approach. If a person asks me, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I believe in Torah, who says wearing tzitzit is important, I can show them this, I can show them that, there's a makom of being a shalom meshiv. Or I can decide not to altanik silki valtoi. There's no point in talking because there's no conversation here. The Baal Agada says that since anyone who's sitting at the seder has a mokum, to answer him like the sheini de'lishol. In other words, the lefize he's starting with a hanacha that has no mokum, and the meila you're not going to get anywhere. What you have to try to do is bring in the sheirish of emuna, and b'meila there's not going, and b'meila everything else will fall into place. Hakesh shinov means, in other words, don't engage in a conversation, because if you have no common platform, if you don't have a common set of axioms, it's not going to be the same. It's like in myth, if you have a common set of postulates, you can there's proofs. When you argue on a postulate, you can develop an alternate system, but there's no proofs. You can just keep talking about why you think it's like that, and hope that the person gets convinced. But there's no makom of proving. The Rosh Hashayla is that Shayla. So B'meila, the Balagada said, answer him, Hakeshinov means, don't, in other words, don't go back and forth on the question answer. Tell him, the start from the Shayla with him. If it takes, it takes. If not, not. I mean, this whole inyan we're talking about is the inyan in the Pesukim, it's the inyan of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but on a much, obviously, since we're talking about the Sheirish of Torah and Klal Yisrael, we're talking about a much deeper level in a person himself also. There are certain things that a person, the right approach for a person is convincing. I don't talk about person means everyone for himself. I'm not that somebody else. Your own self, how does a person's cheshva nefesh work? So there are things that a person's cheshva nefesh works by shakta v'tarya. Should I do this? Should I do this? This is better. This is worse. This gives me satisfaction. This gives me satisfaction. This makes me a better person. This makes me a worse person. That. That is the bulk of inyanim that we're involved in. The sheirish of emuna is bal korcha techai, the person has to be makir, there's a bal korcha, whether we like it or not. There is a world before us. The problem of emuna in sheirish de gaifanim starts with this nekuda. The science is not kfira. The aleph of science is assuming that I can understand everything, and human seichel is the sheirish of the bria. Let's try to see. That's the opening three lines, whether it's there or not. At that point, we've parted ways. The sheirish of emuna is my tfisa. The world is bal karchach. The world came into being by something beyond us. I have my metzias, my very havana, it comes from someplace outside of myself, and I can do things, but the bal korcha tameis, the safe pasuk is somewhere else. Or bal korcha tasad litim v'chesh means your accounting is to somebody else. If I run a business myself, I can decide I want money to be the bottom line, I want the quality of goods to be the bottom line. I want my vacation days to be bottom line. It doesn't make a difference. That's when I make a din b'cheshbon to myself according to the bottom line that I made for myself. Bal korcha chatosid litin din b'cheshbon means the kvias of what's good and bad doesn't lie within yourself. That lies someplace else. The sheirish of emuna, once that fits into place, then there are kashis, there are shailas, there's havanas, there's tfisas, there's teira. There's a big yam of being down with vinyanim. But the sheirish of emuna has nothing to do with shakta v'tarya. The sheirish of emuna is this tfisa. I am in a place that's much bigger than me, that's much bigger than das, and I have a chiyuv to try to grapple with it. But it doesn't start with me and it doesn't end with me. I'm playing somebody else's game. And that's it be'etzim. For an Adam, that's for a person that's a thinking person. For Grubber Jung, so the fact that somebody's standing over him bothers him. He says, I can't drink, sir, and I do want to drink, so it's a problem. It's not a terrible, the policeman standing and saying, you can't do this and that, is an obstacle. I'd like to do this. He says, I can't do it. For a person who's Bal Nefesh Taker, it's the hardest Nisoyan. What do you mean to say that my thinking is not the etzem the emes? What do you mean to say that I'm not the person that's kiveya what's right and what's wrong? Who is this one? What does it mean I'm a meshubit? I'm meshubit the etzem. My seichel is meshubit to a system somebody else put into a set of rules that someone else brought into existence. Right and wrong is a determination. My heart tells me it's wrong to kill Amaleki. Every fiber of my body says that a five-day-old Amaleki is a horrible thing to kill, and nothing else to fight. And Bal Korcha does a little v'cheshmen. You're right. Every fiber of your body rebels against it, but the fibers of your body haven't determined what's right and wrong. for Baal Nefesh, that is the etzem nisayon. It's the shayrish. That's the nisayon that Adam Rishon, whose kaima was from Yisayfar and Sayfar Elam, was the one. That's the michshol of the biggest of people. The tallest of people was nichshol this nekuda of Yisim Kelekin. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was a tkuf of Abdus to bring into us a sheirish of achna, that a person stels a chtzu to something else. To be able to say, listen, I'm there to do, in an army, the hardest nisayin for someone who is a person with ambition is to follow orders when he thinks he has a better way of doing it. It's the struggle between following orders to doing it the way I think is right is at some struggle of a person like that. The Yitzias Mitzrayim was that nekuda. At the seal of Klal Yisrael, the Brisbane Absurim implants in Klal Yisrael the Tfisa of Abdus, that a person in the biggest of pictures, his Mitzias is to Shtolzach Tzu to something else, to be able to Shtolzach Tzu to another one. And Karbanes Avoida, the tchum of Avoida is this tchum. It means to take my resources and apply it to the goals that are beyond me, that I don't really have a tefillah, that I don't understand. That's what Avoida is. Karbanis and or tefillah is the place to express itself the most strongly. The Russia is someone or the part of us that rebels against this nekuda and is moisas naklau. I am not beholden to anything or anybody. I make my own rules because I'm a person. That's the Nekudas Russia, and it's in the Tziva of Korban Pesach. We already have this big Az of Incha. When you're going to tell your children about Korban Pesach, not about other mitzvahs, they're going to come and say, Ma Avodah Zeis Lachem. Why are we Bali Avodah? And on that, the Pasuk says, because Bal Korch Ata Chai, Bal Korch Ata Meis, living was not your choice and dying was not your choice. That's what the Pasuk answers. The Baal HaGadah says, Klal Yisrael has this tchuna. Those of us who made it out have that tchuna, that if you speak long enough divrei emuna, Reb Chaim Shlevitz used to say, as a Messiah from Biruchim about Bitochim, don't say deep, sophisticated shmuzim about Bitochim. Speak dvarim pshutim. There's a nekuda where a person has to take the pashtus, because it's not going to go in with seichel, it's going to go in with pashtus. The seira and sheirish of emuna is avoida, that a person is part of a klal, is part of the klal kuloi of a kodesh brocha, as a koilom yachad. That's the ultimate klal, and just like mila is a hatabah in a person, a sheirish in a person of becoming a yid. And whether he's born that way or whether he's born a yid, then this gives him a chesima, or he becomes a yid. Avoida is something which is sheirishtik in a person, and it's matibia in a person. It postulates in a person that the world starts with something else, and I am at best trying to shtol tzu to that other.